And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
An 11th person has been rescued from a flooded Thai cave complex where 12 boys and their soccer coach were trapped for more than 2 weeks, raising hopes all 13 would be out by the end of the day. So we are now down to one boy and the coach.
Is that right?
Still in the cave. Okay. Yeah. It's been more than 2 weeks since 12 members of this soccer team and their coach became trapped. An international team of divers has been working for days to carry out the daring rescue mission. One former Thai Navy SEAL lost his life last week in an attempt to bring in oxygen to the trapped group. President Trump is naming Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh as his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. In a televised speech at the White House last night, Trump said the 53-year-old Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials and is committed to equal justice under the law. The funny thing, we were watching this last night, and Kavanaugh gets up and he gives this, you know, really nice speech about his parents and growing up and his daughters, tells a little bit about his wife. And my husband and I said, this will be the last time we ever hear from this guy. Because you never hear from Supreme Court people. Like, you don't know their backgrounds and their life and what their kids are like.
No.
This will be the only time we ever hear from this guy,
but
won't it?
You can go see, and I want to go see that documentary about RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That looks pretty good.
That's about the only one you ever hear about.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's kind of a spry old lady there.
Yeah. George Clooney recovering after a car knocked him off his motorcycle. NBC News reports Clooney was treated at a hospital on the Italian island of Sardinia. He was released. Italian media report the 57-year-old actor's injuries are not serious. He's filming over there, and local reports say Clooney was on his way to the set when a car hit his motorbike. And it's time to break out that cow suit. Head over to Chick-fil-A as the fast food chain celebrates Cow Appreciation Day. Anybody who dresses up like a cow today will get free food from Chick-fil-A. That includes any entree on the menu or waffle fries. In case you don't have a full cow costume just lying around, the chain says anyone who visits one of their restaurants wearing any sort of cow apparel will receive a free entree. There are over 2,200 locations participating in this giveaway from open until 7 o'clock tonight.
What do you dress like, Joe?
Well, I don't have any cow stuff, but I'm going to go find some udders.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Tons of concerts coming to Kansas City in the next couple of months. In fact, even in the next couple of weeks. Def Leppard and Journey going to be here, as well as Kidz Bop. And all the kids want to go to this. My kids just asked me this morning if we could go. I said, well, it depends if mommy can get free tickets and
your
find someone.
Your kids are here today.
They are. That's called Mommy Doesn't Have Daycare. So the kids are watching some YouTube and having a little donut, hanging out. But if you would like to
win. Dude, that's what I want to do. That's actually what I do at work here and get paid for it.
If you would like to win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Kidz Bop, or if you would like to see Def Leppard and Journey, we just need the correct answer to this question. About 95% of us have one of these, but most of us never clean it. What is it? We've all got one. We're not cleaning it. What am I talking about? 5767102.
Anything I own, probably.
Scrub it all down. You're still sick. You've been sick for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's true. Joey, I did scrub that board over there yesterday. You'll be happy to know.
Oh, I did that this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You pick your prize. You want a 4-pack of Kidz Bop tickets, or if you want to go see Def Leppard and Journey, your choice. But we need the right answer to this. About 95% of us have one of these, but most of us never clean it. What are we talking about? 5767102.
All right, we'll start in Independence with Pad. Good morning, Pad.
Hi, it's Pad.
Okay, all right. What's your guess?
Sorry. I think I know it because I heard this somewhere else before, and I think it's they don't take out their vacuum cleaner bag and switch it or clean it out.
Yes, we're not cleaning the vacuums.
Oh, my gosh. I agree.
Yeah.
Mine's awful.
Yes. And we use them all the time to clean, yet they're probably filthy and just spreading more germs around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, well, you got it right off the bat.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Where would you want to go see Kidz Bop? You want to go see Def Leppard? What can we give you?
I'm going to say Def Leppard, and you can have the Kidz Bop ticket.
I'm not going to tell my kids you said that because I don't want to sit through that. But thank you for the offer. We will hook you up with the Def Leppard Journey tickets.
Thank you.
You bet. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info.
Does Addie listen to that? All the Kidz Bop?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, we've got the Christmas album. We've got the Taylor Swift.
Do you really?
There's a lot of Shake It Off. They cover Pink.
I'm like, why do that when you could just listen to the real thing?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, I think they do at school probably have the Kidz Bop.
Yeah.
You know, for lyric reasons, I'm sure.
The best is that they cover Lips of an Angel, which is a terrible song.
Which is why they do that.
Terrible song for children to be listening to the lyrics of.
Make some strange choices. The lyrics that they've had to alter in things like Bruno Mars.
Right.
Makes me laugh.
Instead of champagne, they say milkshakes. Nice switch. Nobody noticed. We'll have more chances if you do want the Kids Bop tickets all week long, because I know the kids are begging you to take them.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Quickly, some breaking news. If you've been following this cave story of this soccer team trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand, there are now reports saying that all 13 members are out. According to multiple reports, all members of the team have successfully swum through flooded passages and are now either out of the cave system or currently making their way.
Sweet.
Yes.
Good news.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The number of things that gets choreographed in our house to Imagine Dragons songs is great.
The kids love Imagine Dragons.
Yep, and there they are with Thunder. It's 6:47 at the show from Tuesday morning, the 10th of July.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Modern Family, actress Sofia Vergara is 46. From Entourage, actor Adrien Grenier turns 42. And pop singer and actress Jessica Simpson is 38. A crew member is suing Johnny Depp for allegedly punching him while they were filming a movie in downtown Los Angeles. A lawsuit was recently filed for the incident last April, and it's seeking unspecified damages. TMZ says Depp punched the location manager twice in the rib cage after he told him to wrap up a scene, and then offered the man $100,000 to punch him back in the face. What? What? Okay. The lawsuit claims that Depp's breath reeked of alcohol, and he continued a screaming rant until he was removed by bodyguards.
The story is that Johnny Depp is broke, right?
I've heard that.
And there's an article in Rolling Stone that we just got last week that they interview him, and they talk about they're trying to get to the bottom of where'd all this money go, and he's alleging that his management, they stole it from him and all this stuff. But when they get down to it, he gets really defiant. Like, well, this thing says I spent $30,000 a month on wine. They're lying. It was more.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, that sounds really fiscally responsible.
$50 million.
I'm sure he spent it all on scarves.
That's Answering the challenge of some YouTube fans, Will Smith announced what huge way he's going to be celebrating his birthday this year.
As y'all know, they challenged me to bungee jump out of a helicopter. So on September 25th, which is my birthday, on September 25th, we have just gotten the official okay, because you can't just bungee jump over the Grand Canyon. It's like Navajo territory. So we just got official clearance 3 days ago, and we'll be bungee jumping on my birthday over the Grand Canyon.
No, don't do that. Don't bungee jump over the Grand Canyon. No.
This is Jen's worst nightmare. She just saw a story this morning.
A guy from Illinois just died falling into the Grand Canyon. And I'm telling you, we were just there over Memorial Day weekend. And it scared me to death. There are not railings. There are just people taking selfies and backing up and pushing their families closer to the edge to get just the right picture. Now you're going to bungee jump over
it? A guardrail around the Grand Canyon would ruin things.
It would save the dude from Illinois who just fell in yesterday. Oh, don't bungee jump over it.
I'm sure that's much safer. Is this going to be a special? Will this be anywhere?
Of course it will be, because Will Smith seems like he's really angling for some publicity lately. So I'm sure that this is all going to be set up and filmed and be everywhere. Filming of the last season of Game of Thrones is complete. Actress Maisie Williams revealed on Instagram that the cast and crew of the HBO series had a wrap party on Sunday. Season 8 is set to premiere sometime next year. And Justin Bieber has confirmed he's engaged to model Hailey Baldwin. The 24-year-old singer shared a photo on Instagram of he and the 21-year-old and her new engagement ring, which I've heard is ginormous. Bieber wrote that he is so in love and committed to spending the rest of his life with her.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
After more than 2 weeks trapped inside a cave complex in northern Thailand, all 12 boys and their soccer coach have finally been rescued. The last three members of the youth soccer team and their coach were pulled out of the cave today, the third day of this huge international operation to save them. The boys were exploring the caves on June 23rd with their coach when they were trapped inside by heavy seasonal rains. I can't wait until all their stories start coming out. We start hearing what it was like to be inside there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Well, they have, and I was just watching something. One of the Navy SEALs says, hey, look, this is a dive that is for expert people.
Right.
And you've asked an 11-year-old now to do this, and they've managed to get all of them out. What an unbelievable feat on the part of those divers and those Navy SEALs. Amazing, incredible.
Everyone's out. The Royals' losing streak has reached a season-high 10 games after falling 3-1 to the Twins in Minnesota to open up a six-game trip. According to a recent New York Times survey, there's one main reason driving Americans to have fewer kids than usual or abstain from parenthood entirely: money. Yep, among people who said they had fewer or expected to have fewer children than they considered ideal, four of the top five reasons had to do with childcare costs. 64% said childcare is too expensive. 49% said they're worried about the economy. You'll notice this story came out the exact same day I brought my kids to work because I couldn't pay daycare.
It's childcare.
That's right. Did you see this video? A trip to the Gatorland theme park in Orlando turned frightening for a man and his child after they became stranded on a zip line 40 feet above a pool of alligators. Footage of the incident, which was shared on Facebook Saturday by a news anchor, shows the man and a boy stuck midway through the ride. You can see the man holding on to the young boy. He's clutching one of the ropes attached to their harnesses. The two ultimately got down safely. But when you see the video, they're on a zip line. They're just stopped, and they're just dangling above alligators.
Okay, but they've gone to a place called Gatorland, so I don't want to hear about it. You go to a place called Dynamite Land, and you're worried about stuff blowing up. Again, you've made the choice. I don't want to hear anything about it.
Gatorland currently boasts two zip line rides at its park, which transports riders over wildlife exhibits, including its alligator breeding marsh and Cuban and Nile crocodile exhibits. No, thank you.
And it'd be like me going to Snake World. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not signing up for that. I'm not going to Spider Land.
No. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
Welcome to the Spiderland theme park, everybody.
Welcome to tarantula section. Nope.
We're going to take a zip line now over the Black Widow booth. All right.
Who wants to jump in the recluse swimming pool?
I think you just kind of, you get what you pay for. Something like that. Gatorland. Come on.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC1021 and The Show for Tuesday morning. Today we typically check the vent line.
Take your first world complaints, your issues, what's going wrong. 816-576-7102. You can text or call this morning with your issues.
All right, so we had Thomas lined up here. He was already ready to go from the word call. Thomas Gladstone, good morning, sir. What do you want to vent about?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. You got something for the vent line for us?
I would like to complain about the fact you go into a fast food restaurant, or a lot of the restaurants actually, and you look at the menu and they got these beautiful pictures, and you order your food and it never looks like on the menu. Why can they not get the food to look like what they're... It's false advertising. I want to sue somebody.
The lettuce is so crisp and fresh. The tomatoes are juicy and thick and wonderful. The pictures
right,
look
it
great.
It makes your mouth water. You might say, okay, that looks really good. I want that. And then you get it and it's all smushed and like limp and like they don't care. They just threw it together like, screw it. They're going to eat it anyway.
You got it, man.
No, man. That's got to stop.
Valid vent.
Love it.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, bud.
Bye.
I know people that photograph food.
Yeah.
For real? Yeah. And they use hairspray a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
yeah.
different things that make it glisten and look all, you know, well, I hate to say moist.
You don't want to eat the food that's being photographed.
No. They do bad things to it.
Yes.
To get it to look right in the picture.
And now millennials just take pictures of all of their food and it doesn't matter. Everyone's seeing everyone's food. 816-576-7102. Text or call with your vents.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is the Vent Line Tuesday morning at The Show with Jen and Truda.
816-576-7102. Text or call from the text line. My vent of the day, having to adult and go back to work after a long weekend vacation. Sad face. It's no good. I agree with this one. Here's my vent for the day. I hate when you're cleaning your kids' room after you've asked them multiple times to do it, and when you do, you find all the candy wrappers, forks, and everything else that's been missing. Yep.
Let's go to the phone line. Here is Brittany in Independence. Good morning, Brittany. What do you want to vent about?
Good morning.
You have something for the vent line?
Yes.
my thing is that this, like, younger generation, like the teenagers and stuff who work in the grocery stores, like, if you, I'd say your total is, like, $4.17, and you give them, you're like, oh, here's your $5 bill, and they're like, oh, wait a second, I have a dime. And they're like, oh, I already put it in the computer, I don't know how to do that.
They can't do the math to give you the right change back.
Right, and I'm like, are you dumb? I'm like, I'm 25 years old, and I know how to count change back. Like, what are they teaching you in school now?
Yeah. I have to admit, I struggle with that because I'm terrible at math, and I'll have to sit there and go, wait, okay, so that's 80 minus
too.
The 7.
That would be my worst nightmare is if somebody gave me that. I'm like, no, just keep your dime. I'll give you the change, okay?
Here, just take money. I can't do it.
Here's the drawer. You take what you think is good.
Oh, I get it, though. I understand.
They just rely on electronics too much
yes.
nowadays. And they
right. But I already put
and
the
number in.
And I
sound like
an
old person.
Oh, it's okay. That's what the vent line's for. Perfect.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Caressa, good morning. You have something to vent about?
Yes. I have had my cell phone for like 2 years almost. It'll be like mm-hmm. 2 years next month. How come the accessories that you get with your cell phone don't last 2 years? My charger died a week ago. I'm not ready to get any new accessories because what if I want a new phone?
Yes.
It's crazy. I'm like, I just want my stuff to work for as long as I have it. It's supposed to go together.
Yeah, but they want you to have to buy more and more and more.
I'm amazed your cell phone lasted 2 years, to be honest. I mean...
Oh, and what's nice is it's a nice phone. It's a Samsung 7. So I'm like... Okay, I like my phone. I'm kind of trying to hold out for the X, you know? There's nothing wrong with it. The phone's great.
Just gotta have the accessories.
Don't work.
Yep, you got it.
I just want to charge my phone so it does work.
I'll tell you what, I have a Samsung. You come on over. We'll share a charger because my phone's shattered. And
the $3 charging cable at Walmart's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
it's
I buy all the generic
cables.
Right.
It's not just the cable. I want the car charger that was like the house charger all in one.
Yep.
I just took that with me. And everywhere I went, I was like, oh, I can charge my phone. It doesn't matter whose car I'm in or where I'm at. I can charge it. It's perfectly fine. And now I can't. I'm like that person who goes, can I borrow your charger? I don't have one with me.
Oh, the struggle is real.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, first world problem.
Exactly.
You got it. It's what the vent line is for. You bet.
This one on the text line is my new favorite. I want to vent that the firehouse I drive past every day washes the fire trucks every Tuesday, and the firefighters are fully clothed when doing it. LOL. Could you take a shirt off? Would it kill you?
It is the summertime. It's a heat advisory. Real quick, Amanda, your last year on the vent line today. What are you venting about?
People that want to drive slow in the fast lane and not get over, and mm-hmm. then they want to start glaring at you and pointing like you should go around them.
What are you struggling with this morning? What highway are you on?
I'm on 435 right now. Luckily, nobody's doing that at this moment, but there's been plenty of mornings.
Yep.
Well, it's the law in Kansas now, right? Yeah, they're going to ticket you in the left lane if you're driving slow, allegedly.
I think Missouri needs to pick that one up, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Good luck right, on the commute this morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
One more pair of tickets to see Styx and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That show is tonight at Starlight. You want to be there? Well, you tell us what's truth and what's myth.
Okay. We'll start Lenexa with Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
All right, Sandra, I'm going to read a statement. You tell us if it is truth or myth. Goldfish remember things better in cold water than warm. Goldfish remember things better in cold water than warm. Truth or myth?
Myth.
That is truth. Scientists at Northwestern University reported this finding in 1941. What?
Really?
What do goldfish have to remember? Where they live? Where's their favorite rock? But stay on the line, because if everyone gets it wrong, you could still win the tickets.
How do I get into the pirate ship? That's what I want to know.
It happened to Nemo, but not a goldfish.
Piper's in KC. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning.
All right, Piper. Fig Newtons were invented by physicist Sir Isaac Newton. Truth or myth?
Oh, golly. I'm going to say truth.
Myth. The cookie gets its name from Newton, Massachusetts. But hang on, because still could win.
Bridget is in KC. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Hello.
Bridget, all the pressure's on you. If you get it right, you win the tickets. Otherwise, your names go into a bucket. The woman's name Jessica was invented by William Shakespeare. Truth or myth?
Oh,
The
myth.
Woman, you say myth?
Uh-huh.
It is truth. The earliest recorded use of the name is in Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice.
Oh, man.
So they all got it wrong, which means I've got all their names on a piece of paper. Goes in my bucket, spins around. The winner this morning is Bridget. Bridget,
right.
Congratulations. You made it. Last second, tickets to Styx and Joan Jett, that show tonight at Starlight. Enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who knew?
Jessica was invented by William Shakespeare.
Our show is an educational one.
Yeah, I'm learning stuff every day.
I mean, this game could be false. I don't know. I just bought this game at a store.
Do you like Fig Newtons?
I don't like the...
very low on my list of things to put in my mouth.
Not with the original Fig Newton stuff, but now they have different flavors, and I like the different flavored ones. Oh. Like, now you can get apple cinnamon and, like, all sorts of other ones.
Oh, it sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the different flavored.
Are they apple cinnamon Newtons?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, there's still Fig Newtons, but yeah. They taste better.
I would say so, yes. Otherwise, Fig Newtons are not at all.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A dozen young soccer players and their coach are out of the flooded cave where they were trapped for more than 2 weeks in northern Thailand. Rescuers brought out the last four boys and their coach today. The boys, they ranged in age from 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old coach went into the cave after a soccer practice. They were trapped by rising waters back on June 23rd. The first four boys were brought out Sunday, four more rescued yesterday. Now all the boys and their coach are being treated at a nearby hospital. Staff said the boys rescued Sunday and yesterday are healthy. It is going to be amazing as these stories come out. And I started watching video of, and I don't know if this was the actual cave or if people were just recreating what this cave was like. It made me claustrophobic and like freaked out just watching that.
It does look awful, doesn't it? You got to give it up to those divers, the responders, man. They did a great job. Unbelievable.
President Trump is naming Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh as his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. In a televised speech at the White House last night, Trump said the 53-year-old Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials and is committed to equal justice under the law. George Clooney recovering after a car knocked him off his motorcycle. NBC News reports Clooney was treated at a hospital on the Italian island of Sardinia. He was released. Italian media report the 57-year-old actor's injuries are not serious. Apparently, he's filming there, and local reports say he was on his way to the set when he got hit. It's time to break out that cow suit. Head to Chick-fil-A. The fast food chain celebrates Cow Appreciation Day today. Anyone who dresses up like a cow gets free food from Chick-fil-A today. That includes any entree on the menu or waffle fries. In case you don't have a full cow costume just lying around, the chain says anyone who visits one of their restaurants wearing any sort of cow apparel will receive a free entree. They're open, running this special until 7 o'clock. Anybody have cow apparel of any sort?
I don't, but I'm going to go get a white t-shirt and make some cow print.
Throw some black spots on it.
Would the giraffe onesie count?
Nope, wrong animal.
Well, I can put some black felt on it.
I think if you take the time to dress up as anything, you should be rewarded with something.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, we have amazed and delighted ourselves with some of the stuff that Kidz Bop has covered throughout the years.
If you're not familiar with Kidz Bop, it's young kids covering lots of pop songs. Kidz Bop Live coming to Starlight July 20th. If you want a 4-pack of tickets, we're going to see if you can beat the buzzer to win them.
Yes, it is the... Let's hope they don't do this video like Miley does.
Oh, I hope they do.
This is an improvement on the song.
Actually, I like this one better. You can have a whole night of this fun, my friend.
Yes, Kidz Bop Live coming to Starlight.
Let's go to Blue Springs where Joy is standing by. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Joy, do you have some kids that love Kidz Bop?
Oh, yes. She's right here with me.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 7, almost 8.
Oh, perfect. Prime Kidz Bop age. All right.
Yeah.
The way Beat the Buzzer works, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You're going to have those 30 seconds to answer 5 questions to win the tickets. Your time starts after I ask the first question. Okay, Joy?
Okay.
Ready? According to the Dr. Seuss book, who stole Christmas?
Grinch.
The Grinch.
Yes. How many holes are on a golf course?
12.
No, not 12. I'm sorry. You did not beat the buzzers. 18. Oh, there are 18 man. Holes on a golf course. We'll have more chances for you to win all week long.
All right. We'll try back.
Thank you, Joy.
Okay, there's Joy. Pleasant Hill. Here's Missy. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
All right, Missy. Let's see if you can beat the buzzer.
All righty.
Your time starts after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes plays for which NFL team?
Patriots.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He is one of our very own Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man.
No Kids Bop tickets for you today, Missy. That's all right.
All right. Let's try Cindy and Lee Summit. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
All right, Cindy. See if you can get this four-pack of tickets. Your time starts after I ask the first question. Destiny Hope Cyrus is the real name of which singer?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Finish the title. Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes. Which state is the Aloha State?
Hawaii.
Yes. Kids Bop does a version of Shake It Off. Who sings the original?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. The Royals have won or lost 10 in a row.
Lost.
Yes!
Oh,
you beat the buzzer! You did it!
Yay!
A four-pack of tickets for you. You will enjoy the stylings of Kids Bop next Friday night at Starlight.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy, you hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info.
My eyes are open wide and by the way.
Shine Down, right? Is that who does this song?
It's terrible.
Wow.
I watch the world outside by the way.
I will take this over Shine Down any day of the week.
Again, they've made the song better. Right?
I've been on stage while Shine Down was singing this, and this is actually, this is not bad.
Said, why are you
That's pretty fantastic.
More Kids Bop tickets to give away. We'll do it every morning this week here on the show.
I think we should just do a whole morning of Kids Bop songs.
Tell my mother, tell my father, I've done the best I can.
And whoever came up with this is a bajillionaire.
How
right?
many CDs do they even have?
Well, I mean, that one is, I'm on 16 right now, but there's 38. I'm just looking through the Apple Music here. There's 30.
It's the new Now CDs.
Yeah, Kids Bop 38 just came out.
And you know they don't have to pay those kids anything. You give them a couple of bucks and a Lunchable. And they're happy to sing on the album.
Some Kids Bop sweatshop? Is that what you're into, maybe?
They do cover this song. I know that much. They cover this song by Pink.
You sing or you'll be deported.
We are searchlights. We can see in the dark.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I wish I could tell you half of what we just talked about off the air.
Oh, Joey, you missed it. You know how they have those people that you can put sushi on and it's actual people
sushi modeling
lying on a table and they're covered in sushi? Truda has just volunteered to do that job for who? Was
Alex
that?
Morgan.
The U.S. the women's national team when they come to Children's Mercy Park to play in the Nations Tournament that they're doing here.
Well, 2 weeks. Good luck.
Well, we decided that instead of sushi, like she could cover them in deep dish pizza.
Right. And I said anything but a carving station I'd be okay with because that would be a little, yeah, right.
Never mind the fact Alex Morgan has a super hot husband.
I don't know
and doesn't
sushi
need to be looking
be
at Truda.
Right thing. Deep dish pizza would burn probably a little bit. Maybe a taco bar.
You
got to
do something safe. Ooh, that sounds even more dangerous.
Right.
Just picture Truda lying on a table covered in guac. He's got a bowl of chips on his head.
Well, I'm not hungry anymore.
I could be a hot dog and brats bar, everybody.
Okay. Alrighty, let's move on to traffic, which looks terrible.
Just get that picture in your head right now.
No, thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Modern Family, actress Sofia Vergara is 46. From Entourage, actor Adrian Grenier turns 42. And pop singer and actress Jessica Simpson is 38. Answering the challenge of some YouTube fans, Will Smith announced what huge way he's going to celebrate his birthday this year.
As y'all know, they challenged me to bungee jump out of a helicopter. So on September 25th, which is my birthday, on September 25th, we have just gotten the official okay, because you can't just bungee jump over the Grand Canyon. It's like Navajo territory. So we just got official clearance 3 days ago, and we'll be bungee jumping on my birthday over the Grand Canyon.
No!
Yes.
No. No.
Oh, yes.
Did you just see this? Just follows the story. A guy from Illinois just fell into the Grand Canyon and died. Just
he didn't have a bungee on him, Jen. That's why.
Will is
being very safe.
I'm sure Will will have an entire entourage and they will do it completely safely, but no.
Mm-mm. Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. That sounds fun.
You would?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Shaylee would. Absolutely.
I would.
Well, you've jumped out of planes before. Have you bungee jumped off of anything else?
No, I haven't, but I think that sounds fabulous.
Mm-hmm. I bungee jumped on spring break when I was 20. Was I even old enough to drink? I think I was probably 20. Down in Florida. Jankety old rickety place, literally just on the side of the road for spring breakers. They're like, bungee jump here, $20. That I do, which was probably completely unsafe.
And how
by
was
tamales.
I mean, I lived. I remember standing at the top going, oh, this is a bad idea. This is
but
a
you
real
did
bad
it.
Idea, but I did it.
Did you love it?
No.
Oh.
No,
was
I hate
there
heights.
Was any part of you that thought, I sure wish they tied this off. I hope they tied this off to something.
I mean, I was... It was
like, you know, just to me, there's a part of that that goes, I really hope this thing holds.
I was thinking, I really hope that I land where I'm supposed to land and that it's soft and cushy and that my neck doesn't snap on the way down. But I made
I'd be afraid that, like, I'd stretch it out and then I'd reach the bottom. You know?
You just don't come back up?
I'm not doing that over the Grand Canyon, Will Smith. A crew member is suing Johnny Depp for allegedly punching him while they were filming a movie in downtown Los Angeles. The lawsuit was recently filed for the incident last April, and it's seeking unspecified damages. So TMZ says Depp punched the location manager twice in the rib cage after he told him to wrap up a scene. And then he offered the man $100,000 to punch him back in the face. The lawsuit claims that Depp's breath reeked of alcohol, and he continued a screaming rant until he was removed by bodyguards.
Huh. We know why he's broke now.
Yeah, he does not. He's struggling. Filming of the last season of Game of Thrones is complete. Actress Maisie Williams revealed on Instagram that the cast and crew of the HBO series had a wrap party on Sunday. Season 8 is set to premiere sometime next year. And we reported this yesterday, but now it has been confirmed by the man himself. Justin Bieber says he is engaged to model Hailey Baldwin. The 24-year-old singer shared a photo on Instagram of he and the 21-year-old and her new big fat engagement ring. Bieber wrote that he is so in love and committed to spending the rest of his life with her. That is your entertainment news for Tuesday.
You know what's a little weird with this engagement? Is they kind of look alike.
Oh, really?
Kinda. A little bit.
Mm. Yeah, if he wears his hair right, he kind of looks like a blonde girl.
Kinda.
And by the way, Biodome is on Hulu now, so if you want to check out the Stephen Baldwin Library of Goodness.
Fantastic. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you? Yes.
Which then leads you down the rabbit hole of Pauly Shore movies, and then you just got a whole day playing, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, we know what Jen's doing today.
That's
jury duty's one of them.
Yes.
It was my guiding light in wanting to have jury duty.
Jackie Lucky's on her way in next. What does Jackie have to give away today, Shaylee?
Hall & Oates tickets.
Hall & Oates and Train. You want to win tickets? Also, Taylor Swift, Here and There. Your next shot to become qualified happens between 1 and 2 this afternoon.
All right, have a good day. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We'll see ya.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.